Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is hope when you feel spiritually stumped. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When you feel spiritually stumped, written by Laura Bailey, read by Laura Bailey. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, NIV. My children can ask some seriously tough questions. Sometimes it's hard because the answer is straightforward, but the truth is difficult to comprehend. Other times, there isn't a clear explanation. God didn't choose to reveal it to us in Scripture. While driving in the car, my five-year-old announced she had a question. Mom, the devil was an angel, right? Yes, the devil was a fallen angel, Lucifer. Well, if God knew that the devil was going to sin and cause so many problems, why did he create the devil in the first place? Crickets. Have you ever been spiritually stumped? I was that day. Let me encourage you with these four tips if you've ever felt that way. First, pray. It seems like the rote Sunday school answer, but it's the best thing we can do for ourselves and our children. There will be many times when we don't have the answers to their questions, and life seems unfair or overwhelming. God doesn't promise to answer all of our prayers this side of eternity, but we do know that He listens, loves us, and wants us to bring our cares to Him. 1 Peter 5:7. Second, remember God's character. I don't know why, but I do know that God is. And I remind myself of one of His characteristics. When faced with uncertainty or struggling to understand, cling to the attributes of God. He is faithful, unchanging, eternal, just, merciful, forgiving, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, to name a few. He is the God of the universe who created you to be in fellowship with Him and gave His only Son so that we can have eternal life. No, we can't figure out God and don't have all the answers, but we have the glorious gift of the Scriptures and help of the Holy Spirit. Third, seek wisdom over knowledge. Knowledge is acquired by gathering information. Wisdom is the ability to use that knowledge effectively. Reading your Bible, memorizing Scripture, and filling your mind with biblical insights are essential. But we must know how to apply these truths properly. When you feel spiritually stumped, pray that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct you in your response. Fourth, it's okay to say, I don't know. As a parent, and even in my adult relationships, I want to have all the answers. It pains me to utter those three little words, I don't know. Pridefully, I want to be able to give the correct response, fix all the problems, and provide all the solutions. But in our weakness, we can point to the one who can provide all the answers. God is the ultimate answer to every need or longing we experience. It's okay to show your humanity. Lay your guard to be perfect and use each opportunity to share the need for a personal relationship with Christ. When God gives the commandment in Deuteronomy 6:6-7, He doesn't require perfection, but a daily commitment to teaching the next generation about Him. We make the most of every opportunity to point our children to Christ. Have a big decision? We pray about it. Someone in our church is sick? We take them food. Did mom lose her temper? We ask for forgiveness. As we seek to show our children how to apply God's timeless truths to their lives, we must study and meditate on God's word. It is a daily commitment, a lifelong endeavor, but taking time to teach your children and others in your sphere of influence about Christ is the most important job you will do this side of eternity. Intersecting faith and life. Make a plan to incorporate daily discipleship in your home. Think about your day. Are there opportunities for you to talk about Jesus with your children? What about in the car on the way to school, or maybe during dinner? For further reading, John 16:13, Romans 15:14, or check out the article, 10 Tips for Answering Your Kids' Toughest Questions.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.